You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Talking birthday celebrations right now.
Yeah, well, Simo, when is your birthday? Is it coming up? Are you trying to subtly drop hints?
No, mine's been and gone.
Okay.
However, I did go to message a friend of mine regarding his birthday this weekend, because
okay.
I was like, he does a lot for me, right? And he always does amazing presents for people,
mm-hmm.
and the least I can do is call him.
I love how much it's saying, yeah, how amazing he is when he's on the line right now.
Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Now, it's very...
Hang on, Nate, sorry, just before we get into it, have you ever heard Simo pay you so many compliments?
Yeah, it's kind of... He's very flattering. He makes me sound like an amazing person.
I've spoken at his wedding, at his 21st and his 18th. I reckon that... I think that's
the trifecta.
Three strikes, is that right, Nate?
The 18th one was a...
That was shocking.
Corker. You should have been there.
Can we go into why, or maybe not for this time slot?
It culminated...
Look, I don't think there's enough time.
It culminated with me throwing a pie at him, I'll say that. I called him this
Nathan,
week.
Would you like me to throw a pie at Simo right now to get back his revenge?
He got over
it. If you got one handy, that'd be fine.
I've always got a pie on me.
So I called him because I was like, oh, hell. Like, obviously, it's a little bit different at the moment with, like, you know, celebrations. You got to think outside the box. Lots of people just staying home probably, right, with the COVID thing. So your birthday's on Sunday?
Yeah, no, good memory.
Yes! Got that one right. Now, you obviously have, you can't have heaps of people around the house, so what are you getting up to?
My wife and I are going to be going around to multiple restaurants and getting all the freebies.
So, like, because it's his birthday, Jordan,
mm-hmm.
he can hit up everything, like... They give away free stuff for the birthday.
Oh, yes.
What a genius idea. That is like, I don't know what we call that. Is that like a birthday end run? That's like...
That is super clever.
It's like a progressive breakfast, lunch and dinner.
So have you come up with a plan, Nathan, a plan of attack about how you're going to, like, what do you start with and what you end with?
Well, my dilemma is I think I've nailed down the breakfast option, because we've got a few different, like, lunch and dinner things, but the brekkies, like, I think we've nailed it down to, I think either a Porto or Subway, I reckon, is a good breakfast option.
How many different places are you going to hit up for freebies on Sunday?
Maybe, I think we've got planned maybe 7 or 8 maybe places. So, like, it ranges from noodle dishes.
A lot of variety in there, Nath.
So you got to, well, that's it. You can't be boring and just do one thing. You got to do 8 or 9 different things.
So if you don't know, like, lots of places on your birthday will kind of give out, like, a free special. Like, you might get a free drink or a free meal or something like that, and that's what Nath's doing.
Hmm.
How did they, I've never actually been to, like, claim my birthday gift. How do you have to bring your birth certificate or something to prove that it's your birthday? Or, I mean, my birthday's in January.
Look, I've never done it before either, so it'll be a learning experience for all of us.
Question, Nath, regarding this birthday thing. It is your birthday, so are you going to bite the bullet and, like, go and ask them and be that person that's like, oh, it's my birthday, I assume that I get this for free? Or are you sending the wife? Are you sending the wife in as, like, the scout, the early agent to, like, bring the free food back to you?
Well, I feel like because it's my birthday, I probably can just send her and be like, can you come here? There's like, so there is apps and like VIP like cards and things that you got to sign up for. So there is a little bit of preparation involved.
So yeah, your email, your junk mail is just going to skyrocket.
Yeah. The spam filter's going off the chart.
Well, Nath, just if you do go to any places and you say it's a birthday and they don't check, can we check in with you on Monday for those? Because despite the fact my birthday's in January, I will be popping around to see them very soon to get free food.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Found some news that makes this Friday even better.
All right.
What are you calling big? Simo, you know my favourite topic in the world is...
food.
Thank you.
Mm.
And I bring you wonderful news about a wonderful food item, which is coming back. A wonderful event, even.
Okay.
Which is coming back after COVID-19 related lockdowns.
Some kind of cheese festival?
No, but that would be amazing as well.
Or is it the Elvis Festival? Have you seen that?
What's the Elvis Festival?
Oh, it's like everyone dresses up as Elvis, but there's a lot of food involved. A lot of food.
Hang on, is it specifically everyone dresses up as Elvis and eats cheese? Or is it everyone dresses up as Elvis and there is also a lot of food?
Hot dog eating comps.
Okay.
Dressed as Elvis.
Disappointed. I thought there was like Elvis people eating brie or something like that.
No, he's not that sophisticated. You have to deep fry it first.
Yeah, deep fried brie. I'll take it. No, Simo, what I'm talking about is the sausage sizzle.
Okay.
It is returning around the country.
Oh, so like the humble kind of barbecue out the front of the hardware store type deal.
Yes, it is back. Northern Territory and Tasmania will be getting it this weekend, i.e. tomorrow and Sunday. And then other states in the country, they're hoping to have it rolled out by the end of the month. Victoria, maybe less so.
Yeah.
But everywhere else is, which is brilliant news. I'm so looking forward to getting a sausage sizzle.
Have you ever stepped in a hardware store? Okay, I just want to get the level of how many hardware store barbecue snags have you had versus how many times you've gone into the hardware store?
I remember going to the hardware store once when I was like 5, when my dad was looking for a rake.
And how many snags have you had from the hardware store?
Well, look, put it this way.
I
haven't had any in the last month. However, I will be sure to rectify that very shortly.
You've been using the place as a drive-thru, just park and just like duck over there, dollar in, bye. I don't need a drill.
Simo and Jordan.
Victoria, as mentioned, they just did their day one of lockdown yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So times two, they're into the second round.
Yeah.
Now, the first round, started April?
See, I'm kind of getting my dates confused as to when it happened. It kind of all blurs into one.
It's good for some, hard for others. Someone it's turned out to be quite good for is Carol Baskin.
Oh, so she was one of the people in the Tiger King series that was on Netflix that went like totally crazy gangbusters. Everyone was watching it and then seems to have all of a sudden just disappeared.
It was the most watched Netflix doco for that week or that 2 week period when lockdown kind of first started happening.
I think now in hindsight looking back.
Yeah.
Because I watched it.
Was it a weird time looking back?
Look, I don't think it was that great, to be honest. Like, it was all right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was as good as, you know, the numbers would suggest. It's just purely the fact that kind of everyone in the world was all of a sudden in lockdown all of a sudden and needed something to watch. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
So for those that are unaware of Tiger King and unaware of Carol Baskin, I've got just like a little short bit here to help you out realise what she's about.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Now that is one of the TikTok trends that emerged.
I don't think that's going to help explain who Carol Baskin is.
Basically, she was kind of portrayed as a bit of a villainous type in the Tiger King doco.
Mm-hmm, and supposedly murdered her husband.
Yeah, that's...
Allegedly...
Everyone's
it's a bit up in the air.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, she's scary. Mm-hmm. well, she's now been making, what did she do? $30,000 Australian dollars a day.
Okay, well, that's good for her.
Because of Cameo. Are you familiar with Cameo?
No.
Okay, so this it's basically an app where celebrities will do shout-outs for a price.
Okay.
So, for instance, say you wanted to get a birthday shout-out from who?
Well, are these actual celebrities or celebrities in inverted commas?
Oh, they're celebrities on the alphabet, like F, G, E, like rating, you know.
Look, I'll go with someone who I'm almost positive will be on this website.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, the Hoff, he'll be there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'll go with him.
So she is on there and she's making a killing, charging $200 for a 30-second video.
Okay, so what? So you sign up, you pay your money and say, oh, can you give a birthday message shout-out or just a message to this person, there's the details, and then she will record it, send it off, and it's all yours. Is that how it works?
Exactly how it works, and this is how she sounds as well.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue. Brady, you must be one cool kitten.
So, pretty cool, right, I guess? It's slightly creepy and scary.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Very creepy and scary.
It gets to the point where it goes for 30 seconds. I was like, oh, this seems fine. It just seems like a nana or a, you know... Or an aunt working out FaceTime while they try to wish you a happy birthday.
Go imagine that if you spent $200 for this thing, and she doesn't know how to use the camera on her phone.
And then it kind of gets to the point where she gets a bit, busy with her own, her own name at the end of this particular birthday shout out.
Okay.
And I'll play it for you.
And she was named after Carol Lombard because my grandmother was just fascinated by movie stars and wanted me to grow up and be a movie star. I don't think Tiger King was what she had in mind.
Oh, creepy.
Sounds to me like she's very much struggling to fill the 30-second brief.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, Rachel G from Admin, every single week she opens up her Dear Diary to look back on the week that was.
Dear Diary, happy Friday. We made it to the end of another week. It's the weekend. Jordan kicked off the week by doing something a bit dodgy.
I don't think it's passing the blame. I think it's just getting a deal.
You've spoken like every savvy businessman ever. Say that again for everyone just to enjoy.
I'd rather not.
Simo returns some dogs that have run away from home.
Then Golden Lab and a Staffy, it turns out they managed to escape 4Ks from home.
Jeez.
Luckily they were tagged. So if you haven't got a collar on your dogs and microchipped and all that stuff, make sure you do it.
Because
I managed to return Howard and I managed to...
What about the other one?
Oscar?
No, I kept him.
Jordan did an inspiring motivational speech.
But some people, when they are challenged, they run and hide. Some people take up the challenge, but are not strong enough to win the challenge, so must retreat to wash the stench of failure off them. But no matter how much soap they use, nor how much Lynx Africa they spray upon themselves, the stench of failure still lingers. But some people take up the challenge, and some people win the challenge. And for those lucky few, they will live in glorious joy for the remainder of their life.
Simo had a sly dig at Jordan's takeaway food habits.
It does kind of show that, if you spend a lot of money on, say, I don't know, takeaway food, I don't know if you know anyone like that.
What are you trying to imply?
Well, I'm just saying there's more expensive ways that you can stuff your face, clearly.
What are you trying to say, Simo, that I eat too much takeaway food?
Well, change it up. Spend less on eating out and get yourself a gold face mask. You'll look good and you'll be
not safe.
The boys talked about mums and their superpowers.
They have the schedule always about when you're going to do stuff, right?
It is amazing mums have this kind of superpower.
Yeah.
They just know. I've been living out of home for 5 years or something now. She still knows every 12 months I get a text pretty much to the day. Oh, have you visited the dentist? Go book yourself an appointment. And I'm like, come on.
Oh, dear.
And we found out Jordan drinks a lot.
People have said to me that I drink too much water.
Okay.
Family members, Jordan, you're always drinking water. I'm like, is that a bad thing?
It's the only time we see Jordan is when he's drinking water. The rest of the time, we can't find him. We just assume he's in the loo.
Yeah, when he was 5, we took him to a swimming pool. He drunk it all.
How did you manage that? It's chlorine, right?
Look, probably wasn't the healthiest decision I've made in life.
I'm off to go and enjoy a cold glass of water. Refreshing. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
She's quenched the thirst there, Jordan.
Gotta stay hydrated.
What a week it has been, but it's not over yet.
Simo and Jordan.
How do you sleep at night, Jordan?
That's a song from Sam Smith.
I ask you, how do you sleep at night?
Traditionally, I kind of close my eyes.
Yep.
I've got a bed and blanket type set up at home.
So you're
and I switch the lights off.
So you're worried that I'm guilt tripping you on something, aren't you?
I wasn't worried until you said that.
I'm not. So is there any hot milk or anything? What helps you? How do you drift off?
Strong alcohol. No. No.
Shots of whiskey.
Just the joy of waking up the next day and coming in and doing this show. Why? You're kind of questioning me as if how I sleep is unusual.
No.
Were you expecting me to sleep hanging upside down like a bat?
Well, some people have routine. Would you say that you have a routine? Brush the teeth, drink a water, go to bed. Is that the extent of it? Watch something.
Don't drink water before you go to bed, because then you'll have to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet.
Yeah, well.
You got to plan your water out.
Okay, so you do that.
Yeah, like have your water about an hour before bed.
Drink a lot during the day, nothing in the evenings.
Just drink if you're thirsty. Just drink water if you're thirsty.
Okay, so no routine from you. You just, whatever you're feeling, you just kind of drift off. Nothing.
Yeah.
You're not using anything.
No. Why? What are you?
Well, have
what,
you heard what's,
do you have a routine? What's your, okay, let's turn this question back.
Yeah.
What's your routine?
So I don't mind a podcast or like, you know, sometimes I'll listen to our show back.
I'm sure that's
like
the best advertisement for our show. Listen to our podcast. It'll put you to sleep.
Yeah, well,
I'm
you
sure
know,
that's what we should be promoting.
It's part of my routine.
Okay. Right?
So, but have you heard of the application called Calm?
No.
Right? This is something that people are getting into in order to help them kind of, you know, relax before going to sleep.
Okay.
And it is incredible. They have celebrities involved on this. So the reason I bring this up is because Harry Styles has announced today that he's done one for going to bed.
Well, so what, does he, like, read you a bedtime story or sing you a lullaby or something like that?
He reads you a half an hour story. It's called Dreaming with Harry.
Just rewind 10 years ago. So many teenage girls would love that.
So you laugh, right? But get around. This is Matthew McConaughey.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
I think that's really creepy. That would terrify me.
How good is... Oh, it gives me shivers. His voice is so good.
Yeah, it wouldn't put me to sleep, though. I'm kind of terrified. I'm like, I'm in your bedroom. Go asleep.
Well, hello there.
See, that's terrifying. 10 o'clock at night, you hear that in a completely dark room.
Well, hello there.
You'd be terrified.
I reckon.
Like,
he's
I know
great.
It's Matthew McConaughey, but ooh, still, yeah. Get out of my bedroom, Matthew.
He's not far off. Who's that singer that you put on when things are getting a little bit kind of? Is it Barry White? Is that the? Ooh.
When you're perhaps there with someone else.
Yeah. It's kind of like a.
Well, hello there.
Literally, if I said that to anyone who was in my room, they would leave.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.